As the year winds down, the U.S. military has been facing questions over how it conducts airstrikes and whether it is doing enough to prevent killing civilians and to report those casualties. The last known airstrikes of 20 years of war conducted before U.S. troops left Afghanistan this late summer. They did not kill the intended ISIS target. Instead, a drone missile killed 10 civilians, including 7 children. The Pentagon says it will change procedures, but would not discipline any troops for that strike in Kabul. General Frank McKenzie runs U.S. Central Command. He spoke with PBS NewsHour.
Combat, and particularly close infantry combat, as occurs in a lot of these things, is an inherently messy, imprecise, bloody business. And we would like for it to be antiseptic. We'd like for it to be perfect. It often is just not going to reach those standards of excellence.
A recent poll by a leading conservative Republican organization shows fewer Americans trust the military. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute found 45% of Americans polled have a great deal of trust in the military. That's plummeting from 70% 2 years ago. We talk about the survey's results with Kelly Vlahos, editorial director at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
When you have headlines like this year after year after year, whether it be in Iraq or Afghanistan, Syria, Somalia, civilians coming into the crosshairs of U.S. military operations and without accountability, I do feel that that has lent to an erosion of trust and faith in the military as an institution.
You know, when I was reading this survey, though, my mind immediately went to the service members who, after all, are just following the orders of the higher-ups. And I feel like trust is eroded and maybe they are blamed, even though they are blameless. They are just serving their role in the military.
What I've been writing about myself, I believe that much of the lack of trust, that plummeting trust factor in the military institution, is really with the leadership. Because I think Americans, as well as rank and file military, are tired of what they see as lies and excuses as to why we have been in these wars for 20 years. We know now that some of these generals and even the civilian leadership have come forward and said, we didn't believe that the war in Afghanistan was winnable. Okay, so for 20 years, you sent troops on multiple deployments to Afghanistan, to Iraq, to other places in that AOR, knowing that the war was probably not winnable militarily. The American people are saying, okay, so we spent 20 years of blood and treasure in this war in Afghanistan. We get out. It's an absolute mess of a withdrawal. We lose 13 service members on the way out, hundreds of Afghans killed. The Taliban is now taken over Afghanistan. What did we accomplish? People are looking and they're saying, not much. I think rank and file and veterans are feeling a little betrayed by the leadership that they were sent multiple deployments into a war that seemed to have been taken over by politicians and leadership being political. That combined with several other factors have led the American people to lose trust.
We didn't get here overnight, and so any solution would take time as well. But what can be done about this?
One of the things I think that the American people need to be brought into their foreign policy and national security. I feel when you do have an all-volunteer military, I believe that Washington takes advantage of that and they start sending our troops around like chess pieces over a chessboard. You go here, we'll go there, we'll position more troops there. They feel as though with the American public looking the other way that they can engage in endless wars for decades at a time with taxpayer money, but also our men and women. I don't know how we do it, Dimitri, but I do think that the American people need to take their foreign policy and national security back.
That's Kelly Vlahos with the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. She is a WTOP alum.